Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwa nyo
abooluganda. Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutembo mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Nenda kusaba oyongere okwandiza muganda wo.
I'm going to request you move to greet and welcome your brethren.
Wiwao ngomuwobirako.
Yes, as you wave at them.
Erango mugamba okusamu ekitiibwa okubeerawo kwa Katonda kitaffe.
As you tell them to honor the presence of God the Father.
Ekigambo gotumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo.
The word whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Wamuno mwoyo mutukuvu atukulembeddemu.
Together with the Holy Spirit who has led us.
Kubanga kyandika mu Baruumi essuula y'omunaana kkumi na nnya.
Because it's written in Romans 8 verse 14.
Nti abakulembera mwoyo wa Katonda.
That those led by the Spirit of God.
Be baana ba Katonda.
They are the sons of God.
Era twongera okumussamu ekitiibwa omwoyo mutukuvu.
And we move to honor him the Holy Spirit.
Oyo atukulembeddemu emyaka kankano 12 muziizo.
Has led us now years 2000 and above.
Okuva lwe yakkamikwa yatuma essuula ey'okubiri.
Verse 6 came down in the Acts chapter 2.
N'olisooka paka olw'okutaano.
Verses 1 to 5.
N'okutuuka leero.
Up to today.
Akulemberamu abo bonna abagondera okunenya kwa Katonda.
He leads all those who submit to the rebuke of God.
Kubanga ayogera mu ngeri esuula esooka olw'abiri mu esatu.
He speaks in the Proverbs 1 verse 23.
Ntimukkiriza okunenya kwange.
That accept my reproof.
Mbafukeko omwoyo wange omutukuvu.
Pour upon you my Holy Spirit.
Abaletera okutegeera ebigambo byange.
That he draws you to understand my words.
Bwe twongera okukakkana.
Yes, we move to humble.
Era nga tukkiriza okubeerawo kw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Accept the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Era nga tukkiriza okunenya kwa Katonda.
Accept the rebuke of God.
Kubanga yatusuubiza bikwatuma esuula yaakubiri.
We promise in the Acts chapter 2.
Verse 38
downwards. Repent to be given the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Move to
humble under the hand of God.
And we
accept his reproof.
That
he adds us the Holy Spirit.
That he
anoints us with anointing that teaches.
That he
speaks in the 1st John chapter
2.
Verse 27.
That
he pours on us anointing that teaches. And it's the same which heals, it raises, it renews, even now it's together with us. As
he
speaks Psalms 104 verse 30, that he sends the Spirit they are created, and he renews the face of the earth, and he sends the armies of angels, and they pass together with his Holy Spirit to serve us and to serve with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich onto you, the part 8, portion F of God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works on the earth.
Ministry ethics.
Or you call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we are still seeing the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The portion part we're moving to, this portion F. We want to see that all our calling, all our callings, they are divided into two. The calling in the gospel to the Israelites and the calling to the gospel of the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So not these callings we hear that others have been called in the harvesting, or that we are called in deliverance, just as others they say. Others are called into victory. Not. All those, they are put in the calling of the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So the heading we are looking at, that all our callings are divided into two.
okuyitibwa mu njiri eri abaisirayiri.
They call it the gospel unto the Israelites.
N'okuyitibwa mu njiri eri abamawanga.
And they call it the gospel unto the Gentiles.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So singa bambwe bagamba.
And not just others say.
Betuyitiddwa mu njiri ya deliverance.
That we are called in the gospel of deliverance.
Abatuyitiddwa mu njiri ya vesting.
Others we called in the gospel of avesting.
Abatuyitiddwa mu njiri ya victory.
Others we called in the gospel of victory.
N'ebirala ebiri bwe bitu.
And many others like those.
Babala bagatuyitiddwa mu njiri ya healing.
Others say they called in the gospel of healing.
Nabala mu bintu bingi nyebyogerwa kati yao.
Many things spoken in the midst there.
Ninga katunda tiyatuita bwati.
But God did not call us like that.
Babula enjili bwe yali ajisengeka.
But the gospel as he was ordering it.
Ero kuitwa kwa fubu yali akusengeka.
And he was ordering our calling.
Yakusenka mu njili ya mirundi yebi.
He ordered it in two types of gospels.
Mu njili eri abaisiraeli.
In the gospel to the Israelites.
Ne mu njiri eri abamawanga.
Into the gospel of the Gentiles.
Era ng'enjiri yobwe tugifulumya.
That gospel when we release it.
Yeberamu deliverance.
It is what involves deliverance.
Yeberamu healing.
It is what involves healing.
Yeberamu victory.
It involves victory.
Yeberamu oburungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
It's what involves all the goodness of God.
Wabule bye byarabikanga simanyo olina agamba.
But those which appear where someone say.
Yaitidwa mu njiri ya deliverance.
That is called the gospel of deliverance.
Kitegeza abantu abo okunganya mu kifo ekyo.
It means those people you gather in that place.
Ebirala byonna bibita gofuna mu njiri tebali bifuna.
All the rest they need get in the gospel they will never get them.
Baje funa mu healing ye kakubanga mwe muri mu njiri ya healing.
Only get healing for you only the gospel of healing.
Baje funa mu deliverance yeka.
They will only get out deliverance.
Kubanga mwe muri mu njiri ya deliverance.
You are in the gospel of deliverance.
Bafune mu victory chuka.
They will only get out victory.
Kubanga muri mu victory.
For you are in the gospel of the victory.
Na yenge injili wetu boyasengikebwa.
But the gospel that is the way it was ordered. And when he begins speaking with us, according to Galatians chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, he speaks saying like this. Galatians chapter 2 from verse 7.
Naye mu ngeri endala, bwe balaba nga nateresebwa enjiri eyaba batali bakomole, nga Petero eyaba komole.
But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of circumcision unto Peter. Verses 8.
Kubanga yakolera Petero olw'obutume bw'abakomole, ye yakolera nange olw'abamawanga.
For he that worked effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mightier in me towards the Gentiles. Verses 9.
Era bwe bategeera ekisa kye naweebwa, Yakobo ne Kefa ne Yokana abatenderezebwa okuba empagi ne batuwa omukono ogwa ddyo ogw'okussa ekimu, nze ne Balunabba, fe tugende eri abamawanga, bo bagende eri abakomole.
And when James, Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the Gentiles and they unto the circumcision.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Oba okuyitibwa kwaffe kwonna.
All our calling.
Kwadividingwa mu njiri ya mirundi ebiri.
Divided into two types of gospels.
Eri abamawanga.
On two types of the Gentiles.
N'eri abakomola amanyikiddwa nga Abaisirayiri.
Circumcised the Israelites.
Era omutume Paulo.
And the apostle Paul.
Agamba.
He says.
Nti yakolera obutume.
That he worked in the apostleship.
Obe yakola okuyita.
That he worked in the calling.
Ngaita omutume Peter.
Calling the apostle Peter.
Namu enjiri eri abakomole.
Gave him the gospel of the circumcised.
Beba Israeli.
They are the Israelites.
Era.
And.
Ye yakola nayo obutume bwe.
The one who worked in the apostleship.
Obuyite bwe.
His calling.
Eri abamawanga.
Unto the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And the apostle Paul.
No, mutume Barnabas.
And the apostle Barnabas.
Ne bakwate okugenda enjiri eri abamawanga.
And they moved to take the gospel to the Gentiles.
Then mutume Peter n'abalala.
And the apostle Peter and the others.
Ne bakwata okugenda okubulira abakomole be
Baisiraeli. They moved to preach the circumcised the Israelites.
Mu biro ebyo.
In both days.
So okuyitibwa kwaffe kwonna.
So all our calling.
Kuyitibwa nga kudividingiddwamu emirundi ebiri.
It's called divided into two types.
Ebirabo byaffe byonna mu kuyitibwa
kwaffe. All our gifts in our callings. They come, they are given the gospel. Either it's concentrated to the Israelites or it's concentrated to the Gentiles. When we speak of the Gentiles, we speak to all the people, those who came from Adam, besides the Israelites.
All
the rest are one called the Gentiles. All us we came from
Adam.
All of us with the Israelites.
And
all the times of the BC. Before Jesus was born on this earth. Yet he was there in heaven.
Those
who were there, the circumcised, were the Israelites. And they were one who were given that initial gospel. Praise Jesus much. But the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
he
brought the gospel to the Gentiles. All the other people who came from Adam, besides the one nation of Israel. Now, all our coordinates already like that. And there are some people who come out and they are neutral. And they are the
best
of the two gospels. And they can preach to the Gentiles.
And
at the same time, they can preach to the Israelites. Praise Jesus, man. And that happened to the Apostle Paul. That he could preach to the Israelites. Also, he could preach to the Gentiles. But the specialization of his calling was most to the Gentiles. That's why when he calls him in the Acts, he says, I've called him to be a vessel to the Israelites and the Gentiles. Let's read in the Acts, we see.
Ebikolo by'abatume esula eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts chapter 9 verses 8.
Ebikolo by'abatume esula eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Acts chapter 9 verses 10.
Nti yaliyo muyigiriza mu Damasiko erinnya lye Ananiya. Mukama waffe n'amugamba mukolesebwa nti Ananiya. Namugamba nti laba nze nzuno mukama wange.
And there was certain a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Verse 11.
Mukama waffe namugamba nti golokoka ogende mu kkubo eriyitibwa golokofu obuulire mu nyumba ya Yuda omuntu erinnya lye Sawulo ow'e Taluso.
And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. Verse
12.
And has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he may receive his sight. Verse 13.
Naye Ananiya n'addamu nti mukama wange omuntu oyo nawulira ebigambo bye mu bangi obubi bwe yakolanga abatukuvu bo abali e Yerusalemi bwe buli obungi.
Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this time man how much evil he has done to your holy ones at Jerusalem. Verse 14. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. Verse 15.
Kubanga yo chechi byekironde gendi okutwala ngerinya lyange mu maso ga mawanga ne bakabaka n'abana ba Isirayiri.
But the Lord said unto him, Go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
according to Acts chapter 9 verses 10 to 15, mostly verse 15, you still there are those who are called and they are neutral and they fall within both gospels. Can preach to the Gentiles very well. Can also preach to the Israelites.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So all our calling
is
divided into two types. But it has that we call the neutral. mutual, fallen on both sides.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the truth is like this, that when we are being called in the kingdom of God, we are called in the two times. We are called to serve the gospel to the Israelites, but we are called to preach gospel to the Gentiles. And some they are brought to the mutual, they can preach to the Israelites and they can preach to the Gentiles. After destroying that call, it affected us much.
Even
some rich refused to believe the Bible, and they say it's for the Israelites, for they had not been preached to. This Bible has two types of gospel in it, and it involves two callings within it.
It
has a call to the Israelites and the gospel to the Israelites, and it has the calling
or
to the Gentiles and the gospel to the Gentiles. Now those called, all us are divided in that way. Now that affected some people, all nations of Asia. Most of the nation in Asia, they say that is God of the Israelites, and he called the Israelites. We are not in their issues. That's why they were taken up much by Muslims
in
the worshipping of other things, because they didn't bring a separation to them. And there are many nations which are moving on to fight the Bible, and they say that they called in with the gospel in it. God speaks of the Israelites. Yet the calling and the gospel within it is divided into two, the calling and the gospel to the Israelites and the calling to the gospel to the Gentiles. Now we called within the calling of God,
we called within the calling of God.
It is us called officiated either in the gospel to the call of Israelites or unto the Gentiles.
Oh,
we are called, we can preach to both sides. Now the problem came from there, and up to today Satan moved on to fake there another calling which differs from that in the gospel. Others, you find them that we are called in deliverance. It's very hard that there is any ministry of God and it can never give deliverance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It must appear. It can give deliverance. It can give healing. It can give victory. All the rest, they were spoken of the good things. Every ministry of God, when it is called, it has to be able to do that. For when we get anointed, we are anointed to fulfill all those. First of all, to preach to the meek the good words, unto the Israelites as the gospel is, even unto the Gentiles as the gospel is.
But
they have to first be preached the good news. They have to get the day of the year of God's acceptance. They have to get deliverance to get them from bondage. Read me Isaiah, we hear.
Isaiah
chapter 61:1. Isaiah 61:1. And downwards. Isaiah chapter 61 from verse 1.
Omoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli kunze, kubanga Mukama amfuseeka amafuta okubulira abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okusiba abalina emitima egimenyese, okulangirira eddembe ly'abawambe n'abasibe okugulirwawo ekkomera.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that abound. Yes. You hear that to be anointed, be given the Spirit of God, be given the calling in the gospel. You first preach the good words to the meek. Either you are in the call to the gospel of the Israelites, or to the gospel and to the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Or you are called to preach to both of them, unto the Israelites and even unto the Gentiles.
Now,
if you're given the Spirit, passing through the gift given you, where moveth your calling, first preach the good words to the meek. Is it not that? Yes.
You have
to preach good words to the meek. The second, have to bind up the broken hearted. People get healing.
Ministry
cannot be independent and specific on healing. We hear healing centers. At the end, they end up having not healing. For without the word, you may not get healed. Because he says that their ears have been closed. Even they have refused to hear.
Unless
they hear and turn and I heal them. Is it not that? Now we
are
going to move ahead in Isaiah 61. But let's first go in Isaiah chapter 6. We hear what he says. Many times, if the word is not there, you may find yourselves you cannot access healing. Let us read, we hear. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9.
Nayogera nti genda obulire abantu bano nti okuwulira muwulire naye temutegeera n'okulaba mulabe naye temwetegereza.
And he said, go and tell these people, hear you indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not. Verse 10.
Safuwaza omutima gw'abantu bano era ggala amatu gaabwe era ziba amaaso gaabwe balemu okulaba n'amaaso gaabwe n'okuwulira n'amatu gaabwe n'okutegeera n'omutima gwabwe n'okukyuka okuwonyezebwa.
Make the heart of these people dull, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Yes.
Sikuwanga baraba.
Lest they see. Lest they hear, even understand with their hearts, and they return, then I heal them. Now the gospel is the main thing. You are called in which gospel? Unto the Israelites, unto the Gentiles, or unto both Israelites and the Gentiles? Because if the gospel there comes, healing has to be
there.
Victory manifests,
deliverance
manifests, miracles manifest. You cannot plant them as a ministry individually.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You have heard well in Isaiah 6, verses
9
to 10, that make the hearts of these people dull. Lest they see, even hearing they hear,
and
they understand with their hearts,
and
they return, then I heal them. Isaiah 61:6 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is on me. I have been anointed to preach good words to the meek, to bind up the broken hearted.
See,
after these good words, that is the gospel. For you say, how good the feet of those who breathe the gospel of peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
gospel, if you bring it as God ordered it, whether you brought it for Israelites or it's for the Gentiles, you, when you bring it,
because
what follows is to get healed,
deliverance,
all the rest they have to happen there. For when they hear and they understand with their hearts and they return, he heals them, he gives them deliverance,
healing,
he gives them healing, he gives them victory, he gives them miracle.
Yes, you must be
praise Amen. Jesus much. Now there are things which we are planted in this world. They are called a call, but it's not a call.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Of
course, you want to turn the ministry of God like a shrine. Others, they are called those who sit on the lions, leopard. It never fails. Now, if you begin to say,
victory,
now the others are victory, these are miracles, these are healing, began a form of different shrines, and they have specialized abilities, and even
God,
that place is specialized in only that ability.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. But
as
we are in revival of all things, when we speak of God His highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works, means even this calling, you have to know it. You know the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God. And when He was calling us, and you know He divided our calling two ways. The calling to gospel of the Israelites, the calling to the gospel to the Gentiles, or when you're called and you can handle both Israelites and the Gentiles.
And
if you begin on that work, the Spirit of God who is on you and is anointed you,
Great,
begin to preach good words to the
people.
They get those good words. Gentiles, they get those good words.
And
then you bind up the broken hearts. Those who got heartbroken, the sick, they get healed. Praise Jesus much.
So
He moves to tell us, according to Isaiah 61,
first
want to bind up the broken hearted,
to proclaim the liberty to the captive.
Okulangirire dembe eliaba wambe.
Wano tuba tugenze mu deliverance.
Yeah, we go to deliverance.
Tugenze mu victory.
Go to victory. All He's going to do them in one place. If moving the gospel in the call of the gospel as it's ordered, whether to the Israelites or to the Gentiles or to both of them,
yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. The opening of the prison to them that abound. Yes.
Deliverance.
Now,
just ministry,
of course, the ministry cannot be on that specific thing.
For
if it cannot bind up the broken hearts, and it just giveth deliverance, now then what are we on then?
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
Then
verse 2, he says this. Isaiah chapter
61 verses 2.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Yes. If you begin the gospel,
as
calling God ordered it, broken hearts you to bind them, you heal all the sick, you will proclaim liberty to the captives, they will get deliverance, they will get healing.
You
open up prisons.
Those
bound, they will be set free.
You proclaim
the year of the Lord's acceptable senses.
Pass
it through the gospel given them.
The
gospel that the Israelites were accepted, come to the Lord. You two Gentiles. This gospel God accepted you, come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
God is ready to carry out vigilance.
Or to
Satan who persecuted
you, the
sickness which persecuted
you,
poverty which haunted
you,
demons which persecuted you.
And he's
ready to carry out
vigilance. If gospel
moves as God ordered it in its call. All these you can find them.
There
are those who comfort those who mourn.
Who
mourn for the sorrow of ignorance.
They are lacking
light of knowledge of the word of God.
There
are those in the sorrow of poverty of this world. All those they are comforted. It means
has
fulfilled straight Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
Then
you have first sought his kingdom
and
righteousness as it's in the gospel, and the rest he adds on you. If you preach people the kingdom of heaven, Gentiles, you were accepted according to your gospel, which is ordered in the Bible.
You accepted
to enter kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Friends, you come enter. And God adds on them.
Friends,
this is the righteousness of God according to this and this gospel.
And
the rest he adds on them. Have you seen that? Let's read verse 3, we see others. Isaiah chapter 61 verses
3. Amafuta agokusanyuka mu kifo ky'okunakuwala. Ekyambalo ky'okutendereza mu kifo ky'omwoyo ogw'okukungubaga. Balyoke bayitibwe miti gya butuukirivu. Mukama gye yasimba.
To provide for them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Yes. Instead of ashes, oil of gladness, my goodness. Garment which have been of rags.
Carried,
you have heaviness upon you. Joy and only alone. The garment of praise. Let me tell you one thing. Anytime we are called,
either
we call it the gospel to the Israelites
or
to the Gentiles.
Or
unto both of them. And if you begin that gospel,
and
the Spirit of God is together with you, anointing he gives you,
there
to preach first to those people their gospel, whether of Gentiles or the Israelites.
If it
they get it as it was ordered in the Bible,
this deliverance, healing,
they freely get them. Do not waste your time and you put in place things like those. That deliverance ministry.
Yeah,
my goodness.
You just begin
gospel people as it was ordered in the Bible.
You
must give them all the good things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What's
troubled much the church of salvation?
It's
not understand about calls, they move how.
And
we didn't know God called us how. There are those in Africa,
Uganda,
here in Uganda, and they are called to preach to Israelites. And here they are just wasting our time, troubling us.
And
when you hear what he explains, it's gospel to Israelites.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even it, though it profits all of us. Mostly it saddens those of the Gentiles. When they hear that Israel alone is blessed. Yet not. They are blessed according to their gospel how it is. We too are blessed according to the gospel how it is for the Gentiles. Let me hope now I'm neutral to them. I speak to Israelites and the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But I think you see that situation how it is.
The
issue of a calling God, just people wake up say God called me. But them too don't ask God calls us in a way like what?
When
the time he calls us in the gospel, he divides us like that. Or to bring us with new toll.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, right there we are confused every day. And we begin organizations instead of ministries of God. We begin organizations like of deliverance. But if the ministry of God or the church of God is a hospital, then we wonder
standard
moves by the things it can handle, others it cannot. You find people there in the vesting ministry. I don't know whether the rest, when will they ever get there? But things like those appear as you see the shrines. For those who sit on the leopard, they have specialized things they can handle. Those who never fail them to have what they can. The one who will heal me, where will he come from?
Of course,
but you know, you wanted to turn the ministry of God and it's like a shrine. What I believe is one. And that ministry, if it was begun by God, God is present there. Even His Spirit is present. Even His word Jesus is present. Means they have ability to do all those things in one
place,
in one ministry, in one church. And they can do all. Tell me God you have in your ministry. He can handle only a vesting. With the God we worship,
He's
called the God Almighty. He who is almighty,
there
is nothing which is impossible with Him. As He tells us Jeremiah 32:26-27. Let us read. We hear Jeremiah 32:26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Yes. You think anything is impossible for God in one ministry? In that ministry can do only deliverance. In that ministry can handle only healing. Just healing. And the other side, he can only do victory there. Friends, this is not a shrine work.
Here
we are in the work of God.
We
move in the calling of the living God. When he calls us serving the gospel of the Gentiles or unto the Israelites, or to call you when you're neutral, if you begin that gospel, all the rest in the healings and the rest in happy. For the God you speak, you preach of, you proclaim to others, he can do all of them. Brethren, how is it that we have ministries they can handle specific things?
Can
we be surprised of God in that place? Is not God the Almighty? But these we've spoken them. You understand how the calling of God moves. And you move in his highest ways. And you manifest his marvelous works. The ordinance of church, all of them. When we are called, we don't know how our calling is. Now we find ourselves. And God, we have limited
him.
The Spirit of the Lord. And we have limited, restricted
him. We tell
him, here you will handle deliveries alone here.
He
told you.
Will it be
spoken, the Spirit of the Lord is limited? Micah chapter 2 verses 7.
Chiri ogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo. Ndio moyo gwa mukama gufunze. Bino bye bikolwa bye ebigambo byange tebiwomero yatambula n'obugorokofu.
O you that are named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walk uprightly? Yes. Can you restrict, limit him, say you have to work on victory alone here? And yet there are others who need deliverance at the same time.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. There are others who need healing. That's why church still has a serious sickness. I think it's an organization. That organization works in on that specific thing. But the calling of God in the gospel, God who has called you can handle all and is not limited. You cannot attach on him that only deliverance. And he knows these people coming, that those needing deliverance, that those needing healing, that those needing victory, that those needing a vesting. Many others like those of the goodness of God. But those we've spoken them, as we tell you, that all our calling, whether apostle, whether prophet, or pastor, evangelist, teacher of the word, he can be an apostle. He can be a work of miracles. He can be a one who heals. He can be a worker of miracles. He can be a musician. When we are called, we are divided into two. Our call is divided into two. In the gospel to Israelites,
or
in the gospel to the Gentiles,
or
you have ability to preach to both.
Then
you will see all the good things of the gospel. But if we are settled in our calling, all the good things, we have to see them. That's why he said 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. And he says this.
2
Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Katonda wafe abasanyize okuyitibwa kwammwe era tukirize n'amanyi buli kimwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Therefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith, his power. Yes. If you get worthy of your calling,
whether
to gospel to Israelites
or
gospel to the Gentiles or to both of them,
he
can give you every good thing needed. Every good work of faith. Just after corridors were messed up like that,
and
some were crying within deliverance, yet we also want healing. We
want
to get limited long back. What happened, God, after limiting him?
And
we spoke of him, but not in truth, and not in righteousness. He too abandoned those places.
And
people are in those places crying. This caused Israel to even lag behind. For we of the Gentiles, all the other nations which came from Adam, that of Israel, Israel which was called first.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
when we got the gospel,
Baba Israel,
the Israelites, we never knew of their gospel.
Even
though among us there are those called to go back to Israelites to preach to them their gospel. Now Israel, we can choose them in faith towards God, all nations of Asia, but we didn't go back preach them their gospel.
But
we didn't know issues of the calling, how they are.
No. Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in all, in the Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 27, we all came from Adam, even all Israelites, and we are there to all seek God. Even though Israelites were the first to be called, be an example to all of us. Let us read, we hear. Acts chapter 17 from verse
24.
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Verse
25.
Neither is he worshipped with men's hands, although he needeth anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things.
Verse 26.
And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Verse 27. That they should seek the Lord, if perhaps they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Yes. He made from one every nation of every person.
He
put bounds of their habitation.
They
place there to seek God,
even
though it's not far from each one of us. We all came from Adam. Those called of the Gentiles, even the Israelites. That's why Adam, when he was speaking of Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, he called her mother of the living. We all We came from there. In the calling of the Israelites, they called to all our promises. Hold all our gospel initially. Let's first read Genesis, we hear. Genesis chapter 3, verses
20.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Yes. We all who breathe the breath on this earth, the children of men, we came from Adam, we passed through Eve.
No
one you can separate person.
But
just the call is what separated us. Israelites were the first to be called in that calling. Unto gospel to Israelites. Then they were given promises to the Gentiles. To gospel to all other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Many people thought perhaps it's God of only Israelites. But not. He spoke saying that these Israelites, they are the ones he first knew among all families on this earth. And he told them to choose them much, for he had chosen them be an example.
Yet,
they reached many times disappointed him before other people. Let's read according to Amos chapter 3, verses 1-3. As it says this, Amos chapter 3 from verse 1.
Hear
this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse
2,
you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Verse
3.
Can two walk together except they are agreed? Yes. You see that? All families of this earth, he knows them. He knows all nations. But them are the ones he first singled out. And he wanted them to be an example unto us. And they were one who were given the promises, the covenant and all services of God. Not for only them alone, but even to all of us. Now people used to think, perhaps this God, he had only loved only Israel. But he knew it, that to handle us once ago, it may be hard. He first singled out in all families of this world. He first chose out them, that
he
would make them an example.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Friends always they messed them up as they used to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
not that he's God to only them alone. He has told you Jeremiah 32, 26-27.
He's
God to all those with flesh. Is anything impossible with him? God, even to the Gentiles, he is their God. But because we were not knowing him, chose out Israel that he may reveal himself to Israel.
Then passed
through Israel to reveal himself to all other nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me help you understand me well. But he tells us in Romans, saying they are the ones who had the calling,
and
they were given services and the promises of God. Romans chapter 9 from verse 1.
omwoyo gwange nga guntegeereza mwoyo omutukuvu.
I said the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Verse 2.
Nga nene nako nyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mutima gwange.
That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Verse 3.
Kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange.
For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Verses
4.
Who are the Israelites to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Verse
5. Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe jonna. Amen.
Whose are the fathers and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Yes.
Omanyi abayisali bawe bokufuka abana.
You know, Israelites were given adoption to become children.
Naye okuyita mu Kristo.
But passing through Christ.
Muyokana esura esoka olunyole 12.
John chapter 1 verse 12.
Fenna
we all who believe the name of Jesus, we all given the name to become children. You see that we all call to get back to this one. Now another we separate, it's the gospel.
That
when we are called in the gospel, we are called to gospel the Israelites. We are called to gospel the Gentiles. Or we brought in, we are neutral in reconciling them. Gospel, you can play to the side of the Gentiles and the Israelites. Just as you hear of this, I preach of today by the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus. That you are given to be adopted as children. In the midst of children who had gotten lost, and they got lost through Adam, we all. For we all sinned together with them. Praise Jesus,
man.
We all in Adam, we sinned and we died.
In
Christ Jesus, we were way too meant to live again. When given to be adopted as children before us, they were named the name Israel,
which means
the firstborn son of God. All those are secret there. I don't want to go into them. Let's first leave that.
But
I would have told you secret in the midst there. The nation Israel, not to say it was special in all other nations. Even when he chose them, he told them in Deuteronomy chapter 8, told them not because you are so righteous, all other nations have left aside, but because those of other nations, they are so evil, wicked, more than you. He chose them to be an example.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
If you have
given adoption, become children before us. But Christ, when he came, because he was in the world and was made by him, those in the world they never knew, understood him. But all who believed him, whether Gentiles or Israelites, he gives them right to become children. Something you've got to understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Israelites were given adoption to become children before us. We too were called in the Christ Jesus. As promises which were told Abraham. In Abraham, all nations will be blessed. I would have spoken much, but I wanted your head to first enter these calls. When I
come
preach a neutral gospel between Israelites and the Gentiles, All those we shall handle them one by one. And you know we don't have any difference with the Israelites.
But
those who are chosen in the midst of the nations before us. Praise Jesus much.
It
not to say that God forsook us totally. Not. That's where you should know all other secrets. Why Prophet Ruth came from the Gentiles and came to be in the lineage of the Israelites. Praise Jesus much. But they were given the adopted as children before us. Then they show us that we all can become children of God. The second,
and
we are shown the glory of God, the covenant, the laws,
and
the services of God. Just as you see, we conduct them here. They first gave them to them. All the promises of God. In those promises, they began with Abraham. That in Abraham, all nations will be blessed. The blessing of getting saved. Praise Jesus much.
So,
so of our brethren the Israelites, just you have to know their gospel. For many of us are called like that. Did you find some people here and they try to explain things of Israelites? But their calls, they do not know them. Many in the whole world, they have a cold move like that. And let me tell you, there are in some many years past, people who have not fulfilled their calling, and they were called to go preach to the Israelites. They
have
never gone, they are always in the Gentiles.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
I don't know what I'm going
to preach to Gentiles things of Israelites. What happens?
They go to
visit and they see the blessing is only in Israel. Yet in Abraham, all other nations were blessed. When we speak of Abraham, Abraham is one who preached the gospel of Christ. In the Christ is where he calls all nations. Come all who are weary and burdened. Now the drama came here. Now we got a confusion in the things of our callings. My goodness, right at this. You know,
you can
beat people asking them their call. Where does it fall? I am called to preach the gospel. The gospel to who? But it's good we are in revival. And we revive all the things.
You find
someone in the synagogue, there are flags of Israelites. He is called to the Israelites. And he shows no any other nation has a blessing, only the Israelites. Because he's not in the neutral service. But those in neutral service can show that all of us, we are blessed. We all blessing, we give it in Abraham. The lineage of Christ.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus much.
Let
me hope you expected you were going to serve God from where?
But
can you divide your call there where you are? You know where it falls? But at times, never run with just a small batch. When the whole vineyard is yours. All those
who
need to know them in the ministry. Or what we call ministry ethics. And you know where do I fall? Whether you're a musician, you find most you sing of God of Israel. And you don't sing of God of the nations.
If
we can see you, though you are a musician, you can be spotted.
Others
whose calling were captured by Satan, even their gift, they don't know what they're up to even.
They are in
deliverance, victory, miracle.
Healing.
Healing. Now those, you wonder where they are.
But
you don't be surprised of them. To fall such a great fall like this. They didn't stand in their calling, perhaps they never knew it. But it's good. As Uganda, most of all, we've been given the worldwide call. We are neutral to Israelites and the Gentiles. That we call the worldwide call. We can preach to all of them. Still, you have to know where you fall. Among us,
we
have to come those to preach to nations and others to Israelites.
And
there cometh those who preach to both.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. But when he explains in Romans, Romans chapter 11, verse 14 up to 21, he speaks this concerning gospel to Gentiles and the Israelites. Romans chapter 11, verse 14.
Naye mbagamba mwe abamawanga. Kale kubanga nze ndi mutume w'abamawanga, ngulumiza okuweereza kwange.
For I speak to you Gentiles, since I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Yes.
Ogwawa.
Mutume w'amawanga oba w'abaisraeli. You are an apostle to Gentiles or to Israelites.
Or you are
for both of them.
Ori nabbi wawa.
You are a prophet of where? Gentiles to Israelites. Oh, you are for both of them. You are a pastor to which side? You are for Gentiles. You know, the shepherding of the Israelites is another from that of the Gentiles. Oh, you shepherd both of them. And God trained you, he called you to handle both of them.
Yes.
You
shepherd
you cannot, for you don't know whether the shepherd Israelites or the Gentiles.
Are
you going to shepherd the Gentiles like you shepherd Israelites? Or an evangelist. Gentiles or to the Israelites. Or to both of them. You find him on the road, he says, the God of Israel is the powerful God
beside.
The people you speak to that day, tell them one thing. The God who created heaven, the God of all those with flesh, the God who appeared in Israel, he calls you be saved. Now they pass you, speak God of Israel. If he's of Israel, okay, let him be there.
You
fight evangelist that how he will speak to Gentiles.
Hmm.
Praise Jesus much. How you silent? What is happening?
And
there appeared silence like for half an hour. There are usually a secret in that moment of silence. Let me tell you, I hear people preach.
You hear
he doesn't know he preach on side of the Gentiles or Israelites. Or he preach to both of them. Praise Jesus. So brethren, concerning this call,
be
confused the whole world. But he moves to say in this Romans. Romans chapter 11, verse
14.
If by any means I may provoke to envy them who are of my flesh, and may it save some of them. Verse
15.
For if the casting away of them be the reconciliation of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?
Hey.
Yes. No, Israelites, God cast them from himself. He cast them within Matthew. He told them, you will never see me until you will speak, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. But he can still restore them back if we of the nations preach to them. Now what is it like this? You know that those gospel in our generations, they don't know that Israel was cast from the Lord. It needs to be preached so that they come back. Now they say God is in Israel. Let's get
blessed.
God shifted, said, I've left them. Needs to be given God who left them and came to the Gentiles. Now we hear people register that they go to Israel, visit the Holy Land. God left them, went to the Gentiles. My goodness. They did know that. What did he say in Matthew? Let's first go in Matthew, we shall be back. Matthew chapter 23,
verse 37.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Verse
38.
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Verse
39.
For I say unto you, you shall not see me again till you shall say, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Yes. Our Lord Jesus told them in the Matthew 23, 37 to 39, Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Israel, Israel,
take it long, I want to gather your children as the hen gathers its chickens,
right?
From when he called them through Abraham, he wanted to gather them, but they never allowed him. And when he came in Israel as God of the world, or the Son Jesus, they never accepted him as them. He told them, your house is left to desolate. Did you ever hear God as he was in Israel before in BC?
Have you
ever heard of any prophet again? A powerful one. And he rises in Israel. Since Jesus left this world, it has never happened again. Because he told them, you will never see me until he will speak. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. You came in the name of the Lord. It is Jesus.
He
came in the name of his father.
And
they have to be preached to the gospel of salvation. They go back, welcome God.
When he
told them in Acts 28, he told them, salvation has been taken from you. Salvation cannot be taken from you when the Savior has not departed from you. That's the reason why they are in wars from that time on to now. They need to be preached to. Let's read Acts chapter 28, verse
24.
Acts chapter 28, from verse
24.
And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Verse
25. Paulo bwe yamala okwogera ekigambo kimu nti Omwoyo Mutukuvu yagamba bulungi bajjajjammwe mu nabbi Isaiah.
And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after Paul had spoken one word. Well spoke the Holy Spirit by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers.
Verse 26.
Saying, go unto these people and say, hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. Verse 27.
N'amatugawe gawulira bubi n'amasogawe bagazibye balemo okulaba n'amaaso n'okuulira n'amatu n'okutegeera n'omutima gwabwe n'okukyuka nze okubawonya.
For the heart of these people is stubborn, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 28. Be it known therefore unto you that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear. Yes. It was taken from them. Salvation, when it's taken from them, the salvation of God. Even it's God has gone with his salvation. Always those who go visit Israel to meet God there. From there he is in the Gentiles. Always he's been looking for the best. Where he's best, who will best to explain all nations.
That,
because he had called long back nation of Uganda. To leading the worldwide call.
It's
God's final back on the planet Earth.
Right?
Now he is explaining to the world he already best here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. But you think if it is not him, who can explain to us these? Who is born among children of men and he understands that he can explain his brethren? Except when it's God who has taught him to profit. And teach him in the visions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the truth. God had moved close to 2021 years back. And he left the nation Israel long back. Always he's been looking at the Gentiles where he put his
base.
But in these latter days, he saw the nation of Uganda.
Amen.
Planted the base to preach to you everything. Has renewed all. But those are of our call. And after all laws they have been hoping that we of the Gentiles
God
after taking salvation from Israel
and
to taking his best from Israel
2021
years back has come putting in us a call unto the Israelites, but we do not hear them. That's why in Romans chapter
9
he said till fulfillment of the Gentiles has happened, then Israel has to be saved. Even their time is this, it has come.
There's
no more any waiting.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Let's read Romans chapter 9 verse 26 downwards. Romans chapter 9 verses 26. Romans chapter 9 verse 26.
Awo mukifo kyebagambirwamu nti awo mukifo kyebagambirwamu nti mwetemuli bantu bange mwebaliyitirwa abaana ba Katonda omulamu.
And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, they shall they be called the children of the living God. Let's get back from verse 23 to understand. Romans chapter 9 verse 23.
Alioka manyiso obugagga bw'ekitiibwa kye mu bibya ebyokusasirwa.
And that he may make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he had before prepared unto glory. Verse
24.
Even us whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Yes. It is unto both. Unto the Gentiles. Even to the Jews. The Israelites.
Romans
chapter 9 verse 25.
Eranga bwayogera mukoseya nti nibayita bantu bange abatali bantu bange. Era atayagalwa.
And as he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. Yes. First called the Israelites among all the nations. In Israelites, they are ones he called his people.
Israel,
Israel my people. All the rest, he never called them his people. But the promise he gave Israel in Hosea, they were showing, we too is going again to call us his people. And he calls us beloved. That is what he did when Christ was born on the earth.
And
salvation he passed through Apostle Paul, Apostle of the Gentiles. And he brought that salvation to Jesus. And we began to be called people of God, the children of God.
Yet,
Israelites had left them, no more called them his people, and no more calls them his children. Yet we have to resume preach to them the gospel,
or
to those called in the gospel to the Israelites, or to the Israelites and the Gentiles. Let's read the verse 26. Romans chapter 9 verse
26.
And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Verse 27.
Era Isaiah ayogerera waguru ebya Isirayiri nti omuwendo gw'abaana ba Isirayiri oba guliba ng'omusenyu gw'ennyanja ekitundu ekirisigalawo kyekirirokoka.
Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Yes.
Wadenga bali bazaliddwa banji.
Though they had been born many of them.
Ne banji kubo ebiro bibyo nabyo natibalokoleddwa.
Many of those in all those seasons have not gotten saved.
Wabule kisa kitu senti abafise okankano.
But the time has come that the remnant.
Tusobola okubabulira enji.
We can preach them the gospel.
Nonaje basasanira munsi.
All where they scattered in all nations.
Ne balokolebwa abafise.
And they get saved those remnants. That is going to happen in this final work. God put the note in the verse 28. That time will do a short work and finalizing it. Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
Kubanga ndiko mekereza omulimo ngangukola mbufunze era mbutukirivu. Kubanga omulimo guli mbufunze gwalikola mukama.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work with the Lord make upon the earth. Yes. As he does his final work. For we are in the worldwide call. God has called us work within his final work on the planet earth.
So nechisera.
And the time you call to preach the gospel to the Israelites. To move.
Yet
not yet understood how that gospel is. It too we can study it. Yes. One of it you have heard of it there. We preach to the Gentiles, to the Israelites also.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the truth, the cordon moves like that. Unto the Israelites, even to the Gentiles. Let's get back to the Romans chapter 11. Starting from verse
11.
Romans chapter 11, from verse
11. Naye olw'okwonoona kwabwe obulokozi kye bwava bujja eri abamawanga.
I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Yes.
Their
falling in those days, salvation crossed God's cross, entered to the Gentiles. That he caused them jealousy. Didn't come out to cause them jealousy. You know what we said next? Let's go to Israel. God is there. You bring money. You give. We take you Israel where God is. We had to show them God left there. That they will get jealous. That they will welcome God afresh. Should not show them God is there in their country. Even though God fills heaven
with love.
And it rains everywhere.
But refuse
to manifest in Israel again. Until they have humbled. We had to show them that God is no more there.
And
we no more even go for visits there. Romans chapter 11 verses
12.
Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness. Yes. They are falling. It is riches of the world. Even they are diminishing. It is riches to the Gentiles. If we restore them, won't it be more? We had to show them you fell long back. Yet we don't show them that they are still standing.
And
God smote them,
scattered
them in all nations. And they don't inquire why are they scattered all over the world.
Israel
was left desolate many years.
And
every animal in a human being,
it moves
to fight wars in Israel up to today. But we had to show them that friends, you fell
and
you even got foolish.
And
that I've spoken a small town. But here they say they got they diminished.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we remained showing them they are standing, and God is with them. God said, let me beat them, show you I'm not with them. And he left to them Hitler. You know, Hitler put oil in their bodies and he tested to see whether it can work as blood.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. But that is the truth.
And
don't ask why Israel faces many problems. Why has there never risen again any prophet there? And is a powerful prophet as it was before. Those are what happened. We of the Gentiles, when we were called, we didn't understand how we can help them. Perhaps we expected they are the ones to help us. These days they come here in Uganda and they say, you help us. And we say we help them. I've not yet understood how. Romans chapter 11 verse 13.
Naye mbagamba mwe abamawanga, kale kubanga nze ndi mutume w'abamawanga, ngulumiza okuweereza kwange.
For I speak to you Gentiles, since I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Verse 14.
Bwe ndirabe ekigambo kyonna kye ndikwasa obujja ab'omubiri gwange,
if by any means I may provoke to envy them who are my flesh, and may it save some of them. Verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciliation of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Verse 16. For if the first fruits are holy, the lamp is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches. Verse 17. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Yes. You know, Jesus is the true vine. That is John chapter 15. And we all nations, we are branches. But in the time of Abraham, God first took we off the true vine, we of the nations. He took us from the Christ. May we no more branches. Left in him one branch, that is Israel, that it bears fruit to attract the branches we are broken off. Those are the Gentiles. At the end, when Christ came on the world as the true vine,
then
the branch which was in him was taken off him. Now we branches which had grown up in the wild field, the Gentiles, we were restored back in the vine.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus man.
Nainga mukutukomya waga
but in restoring us.
Fetuli nokole kisoboka atokomya wali lyetabye muri yake.
Do all possible to restore back the other one branch. Of the Israelites. That the vine will be strong. The vine will be strengthened. Let us read with here. Romans chapter 11 verse
18.
Boast not against the branches, but if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root you. Verse 19. You will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Yes. You know the branch Israel. It was many seasons and days in the Christ. In the true vine. Now in his coming on the world, when he was born, it was plucked off the vine for not bearing fruits. And they got we of the Gentiles other branches. We were given to come back on the vine Christ Jesus. But we should not boast of that, even to boast over the others. Yes, God sent farewell unto them, but it didn't totally chase them. There is still chance of their being restored back. Romans chapter 11, verse
19.
You will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Verse
20.
Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith, but not be not arrogant, but fear. Verse
21.
For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also not spare you. Verse
22.
Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them who fail, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. Yes. But where we have reached, we of Gentiles as the branches which we have restored the vine, to take off the branch Israel, we had indeed failed. We too had failed to fear God,
but
to glorify him and honor him as is required. But we thank him who is revived us with an intention we go pick back the branch he put off that he restored it. According to the next verses, he says like this. Romans chapter 11 verse
23.
And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again.
He,
yes, they are grafted in him back, and we all move together. This comes back that if we are offspring of Abraham, all of us, then it takes away the Jews and the Gentiles, and we all close Christ. This of speaking of a nation or another, it seems to be. Speaks in the Galatians, he says, according to Galatians chapter 3,
these
verses 26 downwards, he says like this. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
Kubanga mwemwe na mulibana bakatonda oroko kiriza. mu Kristo Yesu.
For you all are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
Abiri musambu.
Verse 27.
Kubanga mwena babatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo mwayambala Kristo.
For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Abiri munana.
Verse 28.
Tewali mu Yudaya ne wankubadde mu Yonani. Tewali muddu ne wankubadde weddembe. Tewali musajja na mukazi. Kubanga mwemwe na muliomo mu Kristo Yesu.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus. Yes.
Tewali munagwanga, tewali muyudaya munagwanga.
Neither Jew nor Greek.
Muyonani. Fena twayambala Kristo.
We all have crossed Christ.
Malayo.
Galatians chapter 3 verse
29.
Era mwe bwe muri aba Kristo kale muri zadde ya Ibrahimu era muri basika ngokusubiza kwe kuri ngokusubiza kwe kwali.
And if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's descendants and heirs according to the promise. Yes. In Abraham, all nations, they will be blessed. After we enter within Christ, we all are we descendants of Abraham.
It's
not for you. I hear a Gentile.
For
we of the Gentiles long back we took long we did not have God. But the Israelites had him. But when he came, he took away the wall of separation and the two to make them one. He preached the gospel to those who were near to God. They are the Israelites. Even we who were far. In him, to create one man. We all go back as we came from one man, Adam. For in the Christ, he brought out the second Adam. To bring back all of us. So thus, when we are called in all of our calling, all of our calling is divided into two. They called it the gospel of the Israelites, as the circumcised in the time of BC, before birth of Christ on the earth, and they called it to the Gentiles, all those who came from Adam, besides Israel who was chosen out, and in us they are chosen out those neutral, and they can preach to Israelites even to Gentiles. So in the summary, that's how our call appears.
So the kusuka
and does not go beyond there. So if we move in it like that, we can see all the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we shall come back, move, emphasize to sing the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God. And a spirit of understanding. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. For putting in action. And to spread far. To the four corners of the earth. Because Christ is coming quick.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.